Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
Today on the Cliffo and Kate podcast, we launch another Kate versus Kyle Felt from the Cowboys. This challenge is going to require some steady hands from you guys.
Yes. Can Kyle Felt use a paintbrush as well as he can score tries?
Yes.
All shall be revealed. We also talked about brownies in the Clifton household. You are getting gypped. I think I'm going to have words with your wife, mainly to see if I can get a share of these brownies
please,
as well.
We're all getting ripped off, mate.
You're
going to find out how very soon on the Cliff and Kate podcast.
Run Army is happening this Sunday. We're joined by Brigadier Dave McCammon this morning, who's here to encourage you to get off your backsides and start running. Thanks for joining us, Brig. How are you?
Hey, morning team. How are you going?
Really good. Dave, I don't think there's a better city, and I'm not just saying this because I live here. I'm clearly biased, but I don't, with the Strand and all that sort of stuff, I don't think that, and Jazeem Barracks, I don't think there is a better city in Australia for a fun run than Townsville.
Yeah, and very lucky to get to run along the Strand. It's such a beautiful place to run, and I think you're right. And the numbers are proving that. Both Brisbane and Townsville are going to have Run Army events this Sunday, and we're getting a huge response in Townsville, so it's great to see.
Brig, Dave, tell us what Run Army is all about.
So Run Army is an opportunity for Army to get out in the community and run with the people that support us day in, day out. It's an opportunity for people to get out and be active. So, you know, it's called Run Army, but there's four events. There's a 10K run, a 5K run, a 10K walk, and a 5K walk. So it's a great opportunity for people to get out, be active, walk with their friends if that's their goal, get their dog, walk with their dog. You don't have to run. It's about getting out and being active and enjoying being a part of this great community.
And obviously supporting Legacy, which you guys are always big supporters of, but this year also supporting the QPS, QAS, and Fiery Services as well?
Yep, that's right. So this year Run Army stretched out and we've involved the emergency services, and what a great opportunity to recognise the work that they do day in, day out. And, you know, I've said before on Triple M that they don't get the recognition they deserve, our emergency services. So it's great to be able to partner with them and give them an opportunity to raise some money for charity.
Dave, you've already had a ton of registrations, which is really, really great news. You're hoping to crack 2,000. If people are going to do the last minute thing and want to register this week, how can they do that?
So, we're close. Like, we're really, really close to 2,000. And people can register right up until Saturday. But I will say that there is limited entries, and we're racing against Brizzy for the last race packs because they're getting a bit of a surge as well. So if you're keen to do it as soon as possible. But just go online, just go onto Google and type in Run Army Townsville. It'll pop up. And just go from there.
Dave, our producer, Rebecca Lambert, will be running in the Run Army on Sunday. She's told us off air that she will be off to some music festival and will be having quite a big night on Saturday. If she changes her mind, can we sort of move her to the walk one instead of the run one?
I think it'll be a
absolutely
walk anyway.
Absolutely. Just participation. But now I know that, I'll be looking for Beck on the start.
Great.
Yeah.
Tell her to shuffle along and get running, would you?
Going to be green in the gills, no doubt about it. Beautiful way to spend your Sunday morning. Like Dave said, jump on, Google it, get around it. Run Army, supported by Triple M. Of course, it's happening this Sunday. Brigadier Dave McCammon, thank you so much for your time, and make sure you have a good stretch on Sunday morning.
Will do. Thanks. Take care. Have a great day.
Kate, are you or is Matt much of a baker in the house?
Matt's actually the baker in our house. Right. I don't do measuring and cups and all that sort of stuff. I like cooking, but he and Bo and the kids and Stevie do like doing cupcakes and cakes and muffins and that sort of stuff.
So I'm the practical cook in our house. Like, I'm the bolognese guy or the roast on a Sunday guy.
We have the same role.
The dinner chef.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mish is the baker for fun. And my wife, Michelle, she makes incredible brownies. It's kind of her staple. Mm. And it's what she puts in them. So, like, at Christmas time, she'll ice them green and put little Smarties on them for baubles. And she's got this thing. She did it again over Easter. Every Easter, she'll make these brownies and she puts the little Cadbury eggs at sort of intervals or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
So each brownie can be cut to have a caramel egg baked into it.
Wowee.
Yeah, it's awesome. But the thing is, the kids and I aren't allowed to partake in the eating of the good brownies because they are reserved for her colleagues at work.
What? Gypped?
So she bakes for her staff because my wife, she works at JB Hi-Fi at Willows, and she bakes for the staff and they love it. And
so hang on, you didn't even get to wrap your lips on one of these Easter sort of special ones that she did?
We do, but there's only a certain part.
Right, there's T's and C's.
There's only a certain part of the brownies that we're allowed to eat. We're not allowed to eat the good bits. This is what we're allowed to eat. So you've made these chocolate brownies for your staff. Rich, beautiful chocolate brownies. They've got extra chocolates on the top. They just look superb. And what does your family get to eat?
The offcuts.
So we get the scraggly bits from the end, the burnt bits that sort of stuck to the tin.
They're still good.
So legit, she cuts them real nice and square, puts them in a really big like carry case container, you know, one of those cake carry things to take them to work. And then she's got like a Tupperware container of all of the offcuts. So like, and they're usually like little lines.
Yeah, right.
Because she's made her brownies for her staff nice and straight. So we get all these little lines of like burnt bits from the edge and that sort of stuff. And that's what the family's relegated to.
Mate, I reckon you guys are getting gypped here.
Yeah. I said to the kids, the only way we're ever going to try good brownies is if we get a job at Buddy JB Hi-Fi.
It's true.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand in the hand.
Pressure test back tomorrow, Wednesday, April 17. And this is the part of the pod where you get a free answer to a question.
You sure do. The question is, what is the national anthem of the UK? It's the United Kingdom.
God Save the King.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Cool, cool, cool.
It's only just recently changed. It was previously God Save the Queen.
Yeah, well, it's not. Look, let's be honest. It's not like they're going to do a full rewrite.
No, just one word.
One word. It's pretty.
Slight change.
Just a little easy redo. So God Save the King. There you go. I was still hesitant, though, wasn't I?
You were.
God Save the King?
I do have to say, Lambert has given me this sheet. It still says God Save the Queen. So I picked up on that.
No, so did you.
Clever person for listening to this.
She's living 2 years ago. God Save the King, your free answer for tomorrow's pressure test on Triple M.
Melbourne scored! Melbourne scored in the corner!
He is one of the finest sports people North Queensland has ever produced.
Hi, it's Kyle Felt.
And she is Kate.
Hello.
This is Triple M's Kate versus Kyle.
We need to change that opener, actually, because Kyle Felt is now the top try scorer for the Cowboys, and it's still little old me, you and me, taking on each other in competitions. We've had 3 Kate versus Kyles so far. Kyle Felt, can you remind me of the score, please?
I think it's 1 apiece.
He's got a short memory.
Very short. Look, this is, you have to give this to me because I win nothing around here. We're doing this Who Am I NQ. Cliffo is beating me like 500-1. I've completely lost score. But the score is 2-1. And the competition that we are doing today, we've got Alex from Pino and Picasso in. Fancy yourself as a bit of a painter, do we, Felty?
I do tend to call myself Van Gogh, but I'm not too sure how I'll go with a real paintbrush.
That's what they tell Kyle when he rocks up to the paint section. They tell him to Van Gogh away.
Yeah, Van Gogh away from Bunnings, please.
So, okay, so to recap, the very first Kate versus Kyle.
Yes.
When we did this was just totally a new concept. No one really knew what we were doing. But that was the back to school one where we made lunches. Kate took that out.
I did.
Second one was Valentine's Day, floral arrangements, and Kyle won that one. So you've already shown you do have a bit of an arty flair, yeah, I think.
You nailed that, mate.
Yeah. Well, I think I did.
Well, you were voted.
I fluked it.
So.
She loved it at the florist, didn't she?
She did.
Third one was the line dancing challenge that you took out, Kate, despite Kyle Felt coming dressed in the cowboy gear.
Still think that was gypped. I got ripped off.
I think you should have had extra points.
Easy.
For the outfit.
You can't have draws, but, you know, I reckon it was a close draw.
I feel like you're trying to play the same game today. You've rocked in with some arty-farty hat on. You've brought your own apron. Are you trying to psych me out or what?
Oh, just getting in the mood for the paint and sip, you know, just getting ready for it. Just got to make sure I'm getting my Van Gogh on.
Is the psyching out thing working? Or?
No, not at all. I mean, to be honest, when you came in with your cowboy gear, I forgot that we were actually doing the segment that day, so I did feel a little bit underdressed. But, hey, results speak for themselves.
Did you actually suggested this one, Kyle? This was your brainchild.
Yeah.
So where did this come from? Is it something you've done before? It's just something you've always wanted to try?
No, I just think it's something different. I've seen a lot of people do it, and I think this is something that's going to really test Kate's artistic values out. So and probably mine too, but I'm pretty keen to see how terrible I can paint, and God. I'm more than happy to throw myself under a bus and get run over. So we'll see how it goes.
All right. Hang about. What are we doing? So we're going to go out and do this. You will be able to hear all the results tomorrow. So we'll play back the full Kate versus Kyle. Will Kate, like, speed out ahead, get 2 points ahead of our regular guest, Kyle Felt? Or can he level the playing field? Two apiece would look very good on a scoreboard.
Yeah, two apiece would look great. I just want to bring that gap a little bit closer, you know? starting to get a little bit scared.
All right, hear it tomorrow. Kate versus Kyle, it returns at Townsville's 102.3 Triple M. You guys get out of here. Go limber up. I don't know. How do you prepare to paint? What do you do?
I don't know. Stretch the wrists a little bit.
Put a heat pack on the wrist. Get it nice and limber.
Bit of arty farty. Hear it tomorrow on Triple M. Cliff on Kate and now producer Morticia Adams. I noticed the haircut, and you're the one who said it was very Adams family-esque.
Yeah,
Kate.
It does. It's
quite dark.
It's black. It's black, right?
No, it's dark brown, but because I just got it done, it's like going to be darker and then it'll lighten up a little bit.
Suits you, girl. It looks good.
If we see her cutting the tops off roses this afternoon, we'll be very worried.
Who are you people? North Queensland.
Yippee!
Who am I, NQ? I am changing my mentality for this game, Guy Clifton. I am standing up. I am ready to rock and roll. I have no idea what the score is, but in my head, I'm winning and I'm going to win today.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
I think you're not a
cross. I think
Kate's probably painted the picture there that's been slim pickings when it comes to wins.
I have been absolutely dismal in this. Yeah. I feel like you're pressing the buzzer a little bit quicker than me. I kind of know the answers, but I'm not jumping in quick enough. Yeah. So here I am ready to rock.
Look, it's good old fashioned who am I, but it can be a North Queensland person, place, or thing. So. Over to you.
Above. Let's get it. I've made it really simple today, Kate. Really, I'm really rooting for you today.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
God, that sounded so condescending.
I love it. Kate, really, you know,
I'll dominate
really
today.
I've really made it simple. Come here, let me pat your head. You'll be fine.
I'll talk really slowly, Kate.
That'd be great.
Okay. I've been part of Townsville's history since the city was founded in the mid 19th century. I was named Australia's Cleanest Beach in 2008 for the second time in 5 years.
Kate.
Okay.
I'm just going to go early, take a punt. Am I Strand Beach?
Correct.
Stop it! I doubted myself then. I was like, maybe it's like Horseshoe Bay or Radical Bay.
It's bouncing around in my mind, but I thought Strand would be just too obvious.
Yeah, no.
No, I shouldn't think that, though. You said you'd make it Simple Simon.
I did say Simple Simon today. Okay.
All right.
One up Kate's sleeve. Located in between Kelso and Mount Stewart, I was constructed in 1971.
Kate?
Am
I the Dam Wall?
She's
wall.
Done it.
Is that right? I got it. It's the damn wall. I told you.
Yes.
Look at Cliffo's face. He does not look happy.
No,
it's just made it a bit boring. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Like, two just buzz in straight away. No chance to even play
salty.
The game.
Mate.
Salty.
I told you I was going to buzz in early and take punts, which I have not been doing. I've changed my tactic. Yeah.
I've given some feedback. I just think
she's let competitive advantage get in the way of creative radio. And that's, look, if you want to make that
screw
call,
the creative radio. It's about winning, Cliffo.
She needed a win, Cliffo.
Can we do three just for fun?
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
If we could let it go past one clue, Kate, please.
Okay, no one can buzz in after the first clue. I am a favourite for locals and travellers alike, with a reputation for great meals and cold beer.
Ooh. Oh, good, because I've got no idea anywhere. That could be anywhere.
Could be.
Great meals and cold room.
I was purchased in 1988 and underwent a major refurbishment in 2018.
Kate, am I the Seaview Hotel?
No.
Oh.
Mm. It's clearly got a favourite venue on the Strand.
Yeah. I do like the Seaview.
Situated.
The white.
Mm.
Heritage buildings with the white?
Mm.
Just worst
treat,
hey? It
does look really good.
Like, since they changed the colour of
it
the Seaview.
Schmick, hey?
Oh, my God.
It looks
and
so schmick.
Got rid of the pokies out of the front area and opened that up. Yeah, good job, guys. G'day, Jace, at the Seaview.
Situated near North Shore.
Oh.
I am part of a group consisting
Clive Dog! It's the Bowley Barn.
It is!
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. Well, she's won one. She's back on the board.
Thank goodness. I feel an overwhelming sense of achievement because I have not been feeling that previously in these segments. Lambo, you can stick this on the podcast today if you want.
She hasn't said that for the last few weeks.
It's Triple M Breakfast.